September 10, Oswald Chambers, My Utmost for His Highest. Missionary Musicians. Worshipping as Occasion Serves. When thou wast under the fig tree, I saw thee, John 1:48. We imagine we would be all right if a big crisis arose. But the big crisis will only reveal the stuff we are made of. It will not put anything into us. Quote, if God gives the call, of course I will rise to the occasion, end quote. You will not, unless you have risen to the occasion in the workshop, unless you have been the real thing before God there. If you are not doing the thing that lies nearest, because God has engineered it, when the crisis comes instead of being revealed as fit, you will be revealed as unfit. Crises always reveal character. The private relationship of worshiping God is the greatest essential of fitness. The time comes when there is no more fig tree life possible. When it is out into the open, out into the glare and into the work, you will find yourself of no value there if you have not been worshiping as occasion serves you in your home. Worship aright in your private relationships. Then when God sets you free, you will be ready, because in the unseen life, which no one saw but God, you have become perfectly fit, and when the strain comes, you can be relied upon by God. Quote, I can't be expected to live the sanctified life in the circumstance I am in. I have no time for praying just now, no time for Bible reading. My opportunity hasn't come yet. When it does, of course, I shall be all right. No, you will not. If you have not been worshiping as occasion serves, when you get into work, you will not only be useless yourself, but a tremendous hindrance to those who are associated with you. The workshop of missionary munitions is the hidden, personal, worshiping life of the saint. That's the end of Oswald's text. This applies not just to pastors and missionaries, although that was the audience Oswald was speaking to. It applies to every one of us who would desire to stand up for God in crisis time, to stand up for God when it really counts. And the truth of the matter is, no Olympian ever wins a gold medal without incredible amounts of training and preparation. And no saint ever has gold medal in his life without training and preparation. And that training and preparation is a deep, intimate, personal worship of God and connection to Him in a very up-close and personal way. So if you desire to be ready, it's really not a matter of exerting lots of energy, except in the direction of actually insisting that you be still, that you be quiet, that you be teachable, and that God is allowed to speak in the quiet places of your heart. And the quiet places don't have to be quiet in terms of no noise, in the sense of sound. Quiet places can be in the midst of all of your busyness. And the more quiet places you make for God, in the midst of your turmoil, as well as in the midst of your privacy of your own home, the greater the effect and affection you will feel from your God, and the greater your love will be, and the greater your preparation will be, and preparedness to meet the crisis.